Very dangerous, Zelensky warns Trump against unilateral talks with Putin. By Breitbart London on February 2, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that excluding his country from talks between the US and Russia about the war in Ukraine would be very dangerous and asked for more discussions between Kyiv and Washington to develop a plan for a ceasefire. Speaking in an exclusive interview with the Associated Press, Zelensky said Russia does not want to engage in ceasefire talks or to discuss any kind of concessions, which the Kremlin interprets as losing at a time when its troops have the upper hand on the battlefield. He said U.S. President Donald Trump could bring Russian President Vladimir Putin to the table with a threat of sanctions targeting Russia's energy and banking system, as well as continued support of the Ukrainian military. "I think these are the closest and most important steps," he said in the interview in the Ukrainian capital that lasted for more than an hour. Zelensky's remarks followed comments Friday by Trump, who said American and Russian officials were already talking about ending the war. Trump said his administration has had very serious discussions with Russia, but he did not elaborate. "They may have their own relations, but talking about Ukraine without us, it is dangerous for everyone," Zelensky said. He said his team has been in contact with the Trump administration, but those discussions are at a general level, and he believes in-person meetings will take place soon to develop more detailed agreements. "We need to work more on this," he said, adding that Trump understandably appeared to be focused on domestic issues in the first weeks after his inauguration. The nearly three-year war in Ukraine is at a crossroads. Trump promised to end the fighting within 6 months of taking office, but the two sides are far apart, and it is unclear how a ceasefire deal would take shape. Meanwhile, Russia continues to make slow but steady gains along the front, and Ukrainian forces are enduring severe manpower shortages. Most Ukrainians want a pause in fighting to rebuild their lives. The country faces near-daily Russian attacks on homes, and strikes on power systems have plunged entire cities into darkness. Millions of Ukrainians have been displaced, unable to return to their homes after vast tracts of the country's east have been reduced to rubble. Nearly a fifth of Ukraine is now occupied by Russia. In those areas, Moscow-appointed authorities are swiftly erasing any hint of Ukrainian identity. With Trump back in the White House, Ukraine's relationship with the U.S., its largest and most important ally, is also at a tipping point. In an initial phone call with Trump during the presidential campaign, Zelensky said the two agreed that if Trump won, they would meet to discuss the steps needed to end the war. But a planned visit by Trump's Ukraine envoy, Keith Kellogg, was postponed for legal reasons, Zelensky said. That was followed by a sudden foreign aid freeze that effectively caused Ukrainian organizations to halt projects. "I believe that, first and foremost, we must hold a meeting with him, and that is important. And that is, by the way, something that everyone in Europe wants," Zelensky said, referring to a common vision of a quick end to the war. "After the conversation with Trump, we should move on to some kind of format of conversation with Russians. And I would like to see the United States of America, Ukraine and the Russians at the negotiating table. And, to be honest, a European Union voice should also be there. I think it would be fair, effective. But how will it turn out? I don't know." Zelensky cautioned against allowing Putin to take control over the war, an apparent reference to Russia's repeated threats of escalation during President Joe Biden's administration. "Without security guarantees from Ukraine's allies," Zelensky said, "any deal struck with Russia would only serve as a precursor to future aggression." Membership in the NATO alliance, a long-standing wish for Kyiv that Moscow has categorically rejected, is still Zelensky's top choice. NATO membership is the cheapest option for Ukraine's allies, and it would also strengthen Trump geopolitically, Zelensky argued. "I really believe that these are the cheapest security guarantees that Ukraine can get, the cheapest for everyone," he said. "It will be a signal that it is not for Russia to decide who should be in NATO and who should not, but for the United States of America to decide. I think this is a great victory for Trump," he said, evidently appealing to the president's penchant for winners and business deals. In addition, Zelensky said, Ukraine's 800,000-strong army would be a bonus to the alliance, especially if Trump seeks to bring home U.S. troops who are stationed overseas. Other security guarantee proposals should be backed up by sufficient weapons from the US and Europe, and support for Kyiv to develop its own defense industry, he said. Zelensky also said a French proposal to put European forces in Ukraine to act as a deterrent against Russian aggression is taking shape. But he expressed skepticism, saying many questions remained about the command and control structure and the number of troops in their positions. The issue was raised by French President Emmanuel Macron and with Trump, he said. I said in the presence of the two leaders that we are interested in this as a part of the security guarantee, but not as the only guarantee of safety, he said. That's not enough. He added, imagine, there is a contingent. The question is who is in charge? Who is the main one? What will they do if there are Russian strikes? Missiles, disembarkation, attack from the sea, crossing of the land borderline, offensive. What will they do? What are their mandates? Asked if he put those questions directly to Macron. He smiled and said, we are still in the process of this dialogue. Following a statement by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio that the war has set Ukraine back by 100 years, Zelensky urged Rubio to visit Ukraine. Rubio needs to come to Ukraine, first of all, to see what Russia has done, the Ukrainian president said. But also to see what the Ukrainian people did, what they were able to do for the security of Ukraine and the world, as I said, and just talk to these people. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook. Breitbart London.